Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Shut it down!
Hi, I'm John Taffer. You probably know me because I've rescued thousands of bars, hundreds of them on TV.
That's your future broken!
I'm also a best-selling author, and I've owned and operated a bunch of other businesses. But now, I'm here on Podcast One with my new show, No Excuses.
I only yell at assholes.
Every Tuesday, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm giving you all things bar rescue, insider peeks of what's going on the set, current events and topics you care about, with in-your-face analysis, and you know how straight I can be. And I'm going to have unforgettable guest interviews with the world's most interesting people, and I'm going to ask them the questions that nobody else has ever asked them. And yes, sometimes I can be a bit of an ass, but I'm going to shut it down every Tuesday and make no excuses. It's going to be the number one show here on Podcast One. Listen to it every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and on Apple Podcasts. And remember, rate and review it, or I'm going to shut you down.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo, it's the Koi Pond. We're back. You know what? This is what I love, Kalen. I love it when Chris sits next to me.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes when he's in the production booth with you, I don't get Chris's attention too much. Like, I tend to look into the window, and he's looking at you, and you guys are having your little side talks. So yeah. I like to separate you guys every now and then.
Yeah.
Because I want Chris 100%.
He wants all my attention, Kalen.
I want all of your attention right now, Chris. It's only fair.
You have it.
You promise?
Yeah.
I hear you got a bachelor party that you're going to.
Yes, I'm planning my brother's bachelor party in Vegas.
Wow.
And I have no idea what to do.
Well, one, you got to go to my restaurant.
Yeah,
this
we
isn't.
Are.
By the way, this isn't a shameful plug.
No,
I mean it's just I just
I'd say
I want
last,
you to eat at my restaurant. And I'll pay for it.
The last few, and thank you by the way. The last few times I've been to Vegas, I've had it over to your restaurant, and we love it.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah, so good. And I was telling Joe earlier that last time I was there, I took my girlfriend Jen. And Joe was there, and he was serving us. He was teaching me how to eat all the food. He was working the place.
Look at that. I'm actually in there helping customers eat the way you're supposed to eat the food. And Chris is right in front of me, and I'm showing them how to eat the food.
Yeah, he taught me, like, oh, you got to dip it in this raw egg first, and then
into the sauce.
It was delicious. But we're stuffed, and Joe goes, all right, guys, time for dessert. And I have to stop Joe there. Joe, I could barely move, man. I'm done. Okay? I can't eat anymore. And we get up. We thank Joe. We leave. In the car, 5 minutes later, Joe tweets out a pic. Look who just walked in. It's Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars!
Bruno Mars came in.
That's awesome.
Because Bruno had to come to my restaurant. That's how it goes down at my restaurant.
Damn.
And you should have got the dessert.
Now I get dessert every time.
Yep.
Everywhere I go, I get dessert. I have to now.
Because you never know if Bruno Mars walks in. Imagine that haunts you for the rest of your life. Yeah. Every place you go to, when you ask for when you turn down dessert, Bruno Mars walks in.
Never happening again.
Never happened again. I was at Olive Garden. I got dessert. I mean, Bruno didn't walk in, but just in case he did, I was there.
Bruno Mars came into your restaurant. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, man. Twice.
That's nuts. I know. I saw you had like a private party there with that too or something.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what happens, man, when you serve good food, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you bring your bachelor party, I got you. I'm going to pay for
the whole
crew. All on me.
That's like the coolest thing we're doing, because my brother's big into Vegas. He's always my hookup. So whenever I went to Vegas.
Wait, is he from there?
No, but he lives like some double life
That's called a gambler.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yep. But like, yep. Say it. You
I'll
need say to say it.
I'll
say
go
it.
To Vegas
say
he goes, it. Hey,
no,
you need a room.
Say it right now. No.
I got your room. And then he gets to your room and it's like a big suite.
Chris, I need you to say it right now.
I don't think he's a gambler though.
Chris, see?
I really don't.
No. That's worse than the addiction.
Denial is the first.
is worse
than my addiction.
The person that is addicted, you're actually worse than him.
I'm enabling him.
You're enabling him.
I don't
you're an
think
enabler,
that's what it
which is
man.
Also an addiction because you enjoy the fruits of his labor.
That's
what it is. You're enjoying it.
Yeah.
You love the fact that he's a gambler.
That is some
you
succulent
love the fact
labor.
That when he gambles, he gets hookups and you get to reap the benefits.
But he does.
You, my friend, are addicted as well.
I'm addicted to his gambling.
You're in denial and you're an enabler. Your brother's a big time gambler. You know that.
I really don't
name?
Know that.
What's his first name?
Marvin.
Marvin. Marvin Laxamana?
No, he has a different last name.
I knew it. He changed it. He's a whale. He's a whale.
I told you, it's different identities, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's weird that he's having
Marvin.
Me.
Marvin's a gambling name.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin's a gambling name.
Well, it's a he's a Filipino.
Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin, the gambler. He's probably on the Pai Gow table. Have you ever seen the Pai Gow table? With the dice and the little thing?
It's so crazy.
Fucking Marvin. I know him. I've seen him before.
Well, I don't know what he does, but he always
He's a gambler.
I don't think he is.
How often does he go to Vegas?
He's in denial,
man. He used to go a ton, like in his early 20s.
Yep, he's a gambler. You got to know.
You said in his early 20s?
Yeah.
Know when to show
up. Like he was like, you know, he was just newly 21 through like 25 maybe.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, he was getting hooked up everywhere. He knows a lot of the guys that work the clubs, though, too.
Wait, what clubs?
I don't know all the clubs. I don't even know the clubs. So it sucks that...
What kind of clubs?
The dance clubs. The dance clubs.
I'm telling you, your brother lives a double life. He's Marvin the brother here, and then he's Mr. M up there.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
What does he do? What does he do for a living? Or you don't know? Is he like Tommy from Martin?
Well, when he used to go to Vegas a lot, he worked at a hospital. But now
he used to be a nurse.
No, he did a like X-ray assistant stuff.
Oh yeah, he's a nurse. I love it when Filipinos do that when they work at a hospital and they don't want to be called a nurse, so they have the other. They say the other. No, I'm an X-ray technician. I'm like, look, you're a fucking nurse. Yeah. All right, you're just a nurse on taking pictures of bones. Marvin is a gambler.
I don't know. I don't think he is. I really don't, but he does get hooked up a lot. And that puts a lot of pressure on me because now the guy who doesn't get hooked up a lot has to play in this guy's Vegas
match
party. It's
going
to be so
hookup.
Lame, except for going to
– What do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do for your brother. Do you want to bring him to a show? Because I can get you show tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
because that's not a dude thing to do,
you know what
right?
we did? You know what I did?
Everyone's going to be lame.
He had one request.
What?
He wanted to play basketball.
What?
He did. He's like, look, we got all the guys there. I want to play a game. I want to play some basketball. So I got like a community center for a couple hours, and we're gonna hit that for a few hours in the morning.
Well, that's nice. Did you rent it out?
Yeah,
full court.
Yeah,
that's my bro.
That's all right, right?
That's very Filipino, by the way.
Yeah,
I hate doing Filipino stereotypes, but that is a very Filipino thing. We love basketball.
We love playing basketball. We're the shortest people on earth.
The shortest people, but they can ball out, bro.
We're quick.
Quick, man.
We drive and we pass
like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Imagine a team with 7 Steph Currys.
Yeah.
5 starting and 2 on the bench. That's what we are. We come with sound effects, too.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Nobody takes any shots. It's all just passing. We drive and we pass. We kick out.
Boo-takana. Shit. Sign up. Shit.
Love basketball.
Portree.
That's our sport.
Marvin Laxamana dribbling down half court all the way to the 3-point line for a three. It's good. Boom, tangana.
That's right.
You like that? I'm a Filipino basketball announcer. I will pay for the dinners at Yojay.
Thank you, man.
For your whole crew. How many people are there?
I think there's going to be like 8.
Yeah, so 4 of them. I'll take care of.
Thanks.
No, I got all 8. I got all 8.
Thanks, man.
I got all 8.
That's really sweet of you.
Yeah,
thank
do the
you.
Wagyu. You know what? Do the Wagyu. I got you. Do the Wagyu. Grab the most expensive meat. I got you.
What is Wagyu?
It's this meat that they import from Japan. I think these cows are fed beer.
These are the ones that are like massaged?
They're massaged.
Wait, they feed them beer?
They feed them beer.
They're at a spa.
They're at a spa. They're at a spa for a few life. Amount of years. And then just one day, someone comes in and goes, hey, it's time to get on a plate. and then ship to the States. But, I mean, think about it, man. This cow lived a good life.
Yeah.
Like, you're eating somebody that – imagine This cow was partying his whole life. Bro.
Right? You're eating the Van Wilder of cows.
Yes!
All day.
Yes! It's Ryan Reynolds on your plate, bro.
Yeah, that's a nice cow. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, man. Come on. He had a good life.
He did,
you know,
what he
look at all
do.
Those other cows, those cheap cows. You're getting cheap steaks from them.
They can't move.
Miserable lives. Miserable lives. They didn't do anything. They ate the same shit, sometimes their own shit.
Yeah, happy cows taste better.
Bro.
Satisfied.
Watch. When you try my Wagyu, you're going to be like, God damn, this dude was, must have been in a fraternity or something. This cow killed the game in college.
Yeah, you know, because my friend Hunt, and he says that.
Wait, you have a friend named Hunt?
No, he hunts. He hunts.
Oh,
like my friend Hunt.
Your friend? Wait, you're not saying
friend
it right.
Hunts.
My friend Hunts. That's what
no,
I said.
But, no, you didn't.
Said
Hunt.
No,
you
I didn't.
Hunt.
Yes,
you did.
No, he didn't land on that S hard enough. He
my
said
friend
he
Hunt.
Said Hunt.
Chase, for the benefit of the podcast, can you just agree with us?
All right, you guys.
Why
are
do you
right,
always
man.
Have to take sides?
No, I like Chase. Doing
I like
that.
Loxamana.
I like Loxamana too, but he didn't say Hunt. He said my friend Hunt.
I thought he had a friend named Hunt.
I thought he had a friend named Hunt.
Okay, well, let's just say his name's Hunt. And he hunts, all right? So my friend hunts. And he... when
Did
he...
you just get mad at us?
he's already mad because he kept saying his
he's
brother
so
was a gambler.
Mad. Are you mad at me because I called your brother a gambler?
He's not a gambler.
Would you at least admit that your brother is a Vegas guy? He's a Vegas
he's
guy.
He's a Vegas guy.
Dude, you guys are blood brothers, man. Yeah. You guys are blood brothers, huh? You got yeah. your brothers back till the end of time.
Of course I do.
That's my dude right there. That is dope, man. He's got his brothers back. My brother is not a gambler.
Yeah.
Okay?
Period.
He gets hookups for no fucking reason in Vegas. He just calls hotels and, yeah, man, here's a suite for your brother who never gambles here. We'll give it to him. Yeah, man. Here you go, random Filipino guy.
That must be it.
No, that's not it.
I think Marvin's real last name is Sinatra.
Ooh, Marvin Sinatra.
I like that.
Or Davis Jr.
Chris is so Marvin Davis Jr. He's got a glass eye. He can tap. Oh my God, dude. All right, Chris, your brother is not a gambler.
Yeah.
All right. He's probably just got really good relationships with like people of power.
Yeah.
In the casino.
You know, I'll tell you this.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a big gambler. Every once in a while hit the blackjack table.
Oh, I've seen Chris do some damage on those tables.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just about every time I hear him going gambling, he's always coming away with at least like $200.
Yeah, man, I'm a gambler too.
I like it. You know?
Oh, you walk away with 200?
Yeah.
Good for you. You walk away though.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's the key to gambling.
My goal is, yeah, you just get little increments every once in a while.
Exactly.
And then my goal is always free trips. So either if I go to Vegas, if I can get enough to cover my flight,
yeah,
then I'm
good.
Or if I go on a cruise, if I get enough to cover the cruise, which is like 200, 300 bucks, then I'm good.
Yep.
And then I get free cruise. And I'm out.
Boom. Oh, so you gamble on the cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but just because we're on a boat. I mean, there's not a ton you could do.
I'm a gambler, man.
Like social.
And here's a perfect example of, like, this is something I preach all the time on this show is about mm-hmm. energy, and your energy is valuable. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, that is the only way you can win in Vegas. There's no counting cards. There's no good tables. There's none of that. Or the bad dealer. It's your energy. When you sit down with positive energy, I swear mm-hmm. to God, if you just bring it into... Like, if you sit down at that table and turn it into, like, just a fun time.
Yeah, get ready to high-five everybody. You're all together. Yeah.
I swear to God.
You're happy for each other.
You can't sit down wanting to make money. You got to sit down wanting, I'm just going to have some fun and spend this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get excited for a little bit.
Bro, that's how I play every time.
Yep. I've seen you do that. I saw you do that in the Philippines.
Yeah. I win everywhere I go. But you got to see how I sit down at that table, man. I can take a miserable table where they all look like they're trying to pay their mortgage and turn it into a good time where everyone starts winning. And I'm high-fiving. I'm playing with guys. I'll even bet for the other guy. Like if they have a double down card and they don't have enough chips to double down, I'll put it over there for them. Like I get the whole table going, bro. Mm-hmm. And then we all start winning. It always happens, man.
I love that.
Yeah, that's how you play. But here's the thing. I don't care if I walk away a loser.
Yeah, you have to
be
okay.
So that's my attitude.
Like, whatever you start with, you have to make peace with the fact that you might not have that.
Here's another
you
secret.
You probably won't have that.
Here's another secret. There's two secrets.
At the end of this.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
This is two secrets to good gambling. And I read this from the Book of Marvin. He has a small pamphlet book on eBay that I got.
That's how he's making his money.
It's called the Book of Marvin, good gambling from an X-ray technician. That's the name of the book.
All right.
Okay. All right, check this out. You ready?
Different Marvin. Go ahead.
You guys are close,
yeah,
huh?
What do you got?
How close are you guys?
We're close, you know.
Who's older?
I'm the oldest. I'm like 3 years old.
Older. That's cute. A little less. And you guys just grew up best friends?
Yeah.
Is this going to be sad when he gets married? Do you feel you're losing your best friend?
No. I love his fiance too.
Aww.
Yeah, she's cool.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Can we sing that at your brother's wedding?
Yeah.
And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Gambling.
You guys sing that to him at the end. And gambling.
Let's sing it, Chris.
Aww.
Look.
He's not a gambler.
But you're an enabler. Let's just say that.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Nah.
What were we getting at?
Okay, so I went to a blackjack table one time.
Yeah.
And I got hooked up. You know what? It was the pit boss. So they're about to close up the table. It's like the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I sat down like, oh, we're closing up. You can put like five hands. And I was like, perfect. Let's go. And so I'm just wasting time. And then I'm talking to the dealer. And I was with a bunch of friends, and I lost this bet where I had to walk around in high heels for 2 hours.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
And you really lost.
Yeah, I lost, and I did it.
What color?
Black. I picked them out. I got to pick them out.
Oh, you got to pick out your stilettos.
Like red.
They matched.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked around. And, you know, side note, great way to meet people because they walk you around in high heels. I had some lady follow me because she's like, hey, you almost done with those? Because she knew it was a bet. Like, I want those afterwards.
Wow.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So,
damn.
Like, hey, all the girls are teaching me how to walk. And, oh, you got to put your weight here and walk. And they're all helping me walk. It actually worked out in my favor.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah,
what shoe size are you?
In women's? I don't know. I had to try them on.
You're like an eight women's.
Probably.
Nice. That's every woman.
Yeah.
Every woman's an eight.
That's a solid size.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm telling the dealer about this. She's cracking up. And we did this other bet where my friend had to make like those fake porn cards.
Yeah.
But of himself. And he had to pass them out on the strip.
No way.
Things like that. Yeah. So I was telling her
about this. You guys have fun out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We have fun. So this dealer's just crying at all the stupid humiliation bets we're doing to each other. And she calls when the pit boss is over. And they're like, tell him. So I'm telling the pit boss. And now he's laughing. They got a little group around, like, from the workers. Now I'm done playing. We're just hanging out talking. And the pit boss goes, let me see your ID. And I say, all right. And I give him my ID. He's like, I'm going to hook you up. And for 3 years, I got hooked up at the Cosmo. And they just emailed me, sent me emails like, you got a free room. You got a free suite. And he just like gave me some crazy deal. And it was just because I made him laugh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. This is what I love about my show.
Mm-hmm.
I make fun a lot.
Preach.
But that's a perfect example of what I'm saying, man. Energy spent, always gives back energy, man. And that's what it is, man. You think he's going to reward someone sitting at a table that's just being an asshole and a grump? No.
No.
You don't want that. You don't want that in your hotel. You don't want that energy in that hotel. That's the Cosmopolitan. That's a cool-looking hotel, man. Cool people hang out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do I keep that here? Well, here's a good guy that's having a good time. I want him around for a long time. I don't want him to go to the Treasure Island. I don't want him to go to the Mirage. I want to keep him here. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Because he noticed that you're a good person, man.
Dude, it was crazy.
No, that's awesome.
Like I felt like my brother.
Nope. There's a different story, bro.
Maybe he did the same thing. But so every time I would go to the Cosmo, I'd take their deals, and I'd have like a guy come over to me. It's like an escort.
What?
And then he'd say, okay, so where do you want to go? And I'd just like to the room, or he asked me if I want to go to like the high limit area. I said, oh, no, no.
What?
And I think they realize I don't gamble as much, so they don't really offer me anything
anymore. Oh, yeah, then they stopped.
It faded away pretty quick.
It was a bad investment. But
like, guys,
he's not his brother.
Yeah. No, this guy's nothing like Marvin. We thought for sure we were going to get two for one, but I guess we're wrong. Everything we invested in Chris, we made back on Marvin. Listen, when you go to my restaurant, to eat for the bachelor party for your brother, some of the cooks and the dishwasher, they play dice in the back. So your brother, your brother's more than welcome to go play dice.
Feel
in
right
the back.
At home.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, he wouldn't do that.
No. I don't think you know how funny you're being right now. Are you doing this intentionally? Or is this just the real Chris talking right now?
Sure.
You are so good right now. No, he doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that. He just buries bodies.
I'm not the cops, Chris.
I know.
I'm not a detective.
I know.
Your brother's addicted to gambling.
That's not.
I love it, man. God, you're a great brother. You're a great sibling. You know that?
Isaac, he's the good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not a bad one. You're a good one, too.
No, I'm a great one.
Oh, damn. Listen to this.
No, he's a good one.
Times have changed. You know what else has changed? Buying a car. These kids don't even know anymore. You know why? Because it's easy. I'll fall victim for it. I love it. This is one thing I didn't enjoy doing is car shopping. Going to a different dealership all the time, looking for a new car, and then going, I'll be right back. I'm going to go down the street and see the same car, but in a different color. And I see how much I can get it there. And I'll come back with that price and then negotiate with you and then go back over there and negotiate. It's just a long process. But now you got True Car. True Car is amazing, man. Kaylin, how easy was it?
It was as easy as buying a car could be, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
You just go online, you describe the car that you want, the year, the make, the model, and then they're like, oh, guess what? We found it right here, and this is how much it goes for, and then we found another place, and this is how much it goes for. So which one do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
That easy.
I just tell them exactly what car I want. They send me all the cars, and there's a representative that sent me an email back within like 5 minutes. And it was
boom.
Like, here you go. Boom.
Done.
Take your pick.
Get rid of all the walking, get rid of all the driving, all the haggling. It's done. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also helps people get used cars with certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you buy new or used, and see what others paid so you know you're getting a good deal before buying. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. True Car. Boom! That easy. Hey, you guys, we got a new sponsor on the show. It's called Me Undies. That's right. Me Undies. M-E-U-N-D-I-E-S. That's right. M-E-U-N-D-I-E-S. Me Undies. I can't get enough of these damn things. I wear them all the time. Comfortable. Form-fitting, and you know me, I need a lot of form-fitting down there, and nothing better to wear on stage when you're performing than Me Undies. So if you're not performing, still wear them, because they're comfortable, and they feel good. When I walk around, I always say this, hey, look at Me Undies. That's right, y'all, I'm wearing Me Undies. Damn, Joe, you look good, what's going on? Me Undies. Me Undies has a deal for my listeners. First-time purchasers get 20% off of the first pair of Me Undies and free shipping. That's right. You get 20% off of the pair of underwear, and then you also get free shipping. They'll send it to you absolutely free. That's right. 20% off plus free shipping. And guarantee that you and your Me Undies will be very happy together. It'll be the sweetest relationship you've ever had. Because this one will never leave your side. Because you'll never let it go. And for 20% off, why would you? Free shipping? Are you crazy? They're practically giving you those undies. To get your 20% off of the first pair and free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Koi. That's right. MeUndies.com/Koi. That's MeUndies.com/Koi. Enjoy your underwear. Can we sing that song at the wedding? He won't let me come.
That's a goodbye song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's how you interpret it.
Yeah, like you're saying goodbye to his singlehood.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye to his singlehood.
What about like Bended Knee?
But
what's that one? Can we go back to the place that we lost? That one's good.
Can you tell me how a perfect love goes wrong?
Well, that's a sad one too, is it?
Can somebody tell me how to get their life the way they used to be? Oh God, give me a reason. I'm down on bended knee. Until you come back to me. I wish they'd bring that back. If you guys are ever in Vegas, go watch them live. They're at the Mirage Hotel, Boys to
Men.
Oh,
really? Damn.
It's crazy, though. There's only three of them. They got rid of the bass guy.
Why? Their trio?
I don't know,
it's
man.
All
did they play a tape when that guy talks now, or what?
They have a hologram.
Shut up.
They have a hologram.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't have a hologram. It's just them three.
But what about who does the bass then?
Yeah.
Did they point at the crowd and the crowd does some that? Guy?
Some guy named Craig. It's crazy. All right. Do you know the history of Boyz II Men?
Nope. But okay, I'm ready for this lesson.
I do. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a huge 90s R&B fanatic. I didn't just become one. I lived it. Okay? Because I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
There was another group in the 90s called, oh man, there was five of them. Oh man.
In the 90s?
This sucks because this totally just.
Backstreet Boys?
No, it was a black group. They were called.
Next. No, Blackstreet.
No, stop. Fart. There was five of them and they sang. And if I ever fall in love again. You remember that? I will be wrong after 30 years of friendship. You don't remember that song?
And they're like Boyz II Men?
Man, this sucks.
But what are the lyrics? I'll Google the lyrics. I'll find out.
So you're saying Boyz II Men is the NSYNC of somebody else's Backstreet Boy?
No. Okay, what I'm saying is there was five members originally.
Mm-hmm.
There was five members that all from high school.
Right.
Okay. And
of Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men. Right. There were five of them. The one guy decided to break away and wanted to pursue a solo career.
The deep voice guy.
No.
Oh, somebody else.
There's another singer that's just as bad. That's just as good as the other three.
Right.
And he left in high school. He left the group. Well, after high school. And he left. Worst decision he ever made in his career because immediately after that, they signed with Michael Bivins. Right. And became Boyz II Men and blew up. But then he went on to get his group going. I can't remember the damn name of that group.
So they were all originally.
Actually, can you Google, just Google fifth member of Boyz II Men. It'll come up because right. The name of the group. And so he.
As yet?
As yet.
As yet.
That's it. You remember As Yet? AZYET. As yet. He was the. So he went off to do a solo career. Never panned out. So he created a group called As Yet. And they had that one song. It blew up. It was all over. It got radio play and all that. But Boyz II Men was still king. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As Yet disbanded. And then he went on to not pursue anything else after that. Right. And then Boyz II Men got rid of their bass guy. So now they have the residency in Vegas and they got that guy.
They got the OG guy.
They got that guy. But here's the thing. He doesn't participate in Boyz II Men stuff. So when they do all the Boyz II Men stuff, they do that, right? But like every now and then they'll feature him to come in.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
It's kind of crazy.
I get you.
But it's cool because you can tell that
yeah.
they gave it back. They gave back. Yeah. Like, they could have easily been like, yo, you shouldn't have made that mistake, right. bruh. But they give back to him. And it's pretty cool, man. And he's in it.
That's awesome.
And they do this whole thing. They make fun of him for leaving. And then they go,
They do a thing on stage.
Yeah, they ask the crowd, should we let him back in the group? And then he has to perform and then dance with them and then sing with them. And then they eventually give him a Boyz II Men sweater. But it doesn't look like their sweater, but it looks close. It's like a replica.
So cool.
But it's cool, though, man. It's really cool that they let him back in, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can associate with that as a fan of East Coast rap music. It's like Capadonna with the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, man. Good. Yeah. 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 Thank you. Capadonna with the Wu-Tang. Why they let him? He left?
Well, he was just featuring Capadonna a lot of times, but then
they just let him in.
Now he's like, you know, I feel like
it's part of the clan.
People like him. Yeah,
they let him in because Old Dirty Bastard died.
I don't know about all that, but I know that he's done so much work with him. It's like, bro, you're.
I thought Capadonna was Wu-Tang. To be honest,
I think for a long time he wasn't, because like on a lot of the songs it'd be like featuring Capadonna,
I always thought Capadonna, because that's one name that I always remembered. Like, I don't know all the members. Let's see if we know. I'll go first. You ready?
Go.
Raekwon.
Nice.
Ghostface. Mm-hmm. Method.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
GZA.
Mm-hmm.
RZA.
Mm-hmm.
Capadonna.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Oh, God damn it. Oh, the one I like to. No, I.
There's only like two more of the, like, the OG guys.
Oh, man.
Three.
Hold on.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, man. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 boom. Dun 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 dun.
Fart.
Dun dun dun.
I can't get it. I'm stuck for some reason. Go.
Inspector Deck.
You got. Oh, and there's one more.
There's one more.
I don't know.
Master Killer.
I don't know Master Killer. I would have never got that.
That's the one that's left. Yeah.
I would have never got him.
Yeah.
I would have never got Master Killer.
Yeah.
But I will
say. You did great, though. You nailed pretty much everybody. You know what I mean? Master Killer wasn't in the first album that much.
It's crazy,
That's great.
Look, Wu-Tang is so dope, man. That first album that RZA did.
Oh, my God.
Was all done with a four. Was it a four track?
Enter the 36 Chamber.
Yeah, but did you know he did that with a four track?
I did not know that.
You know what a four track is?
Yeah. What's a four track?
It's not even computer based.
Yeah, it's tape.
It's a tape.
Cassette almost.
So you loop all these sounds with four tracks, and he created. I don't know if I'm 100% correct, but I'm just saying that's the rumor that RZA did that in his apartment with a four track. And created 36 Chambers, which is crazy because that's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's hard to get something professional sounding with a four track.
And that's what they did. And I think they all pitched in money for that. I think that's why there's so many members. And that's how they were able to create. Mm-hmm. It's just a smart group.
And he also made them rap against each other for verses. Like, you want this verse, you guys got to go against each other.
Yeah.
Then whoever's got the best verse.
And then he played samples of them yelling at each other and stuff. I think that was real. Not samples, but he would put little clips.
Oh, yeah.
When they would yell at each other and all that stuff. You could hear it in the studio. It was dope, man. Yeah. That was such a great group, man.
Yeah.
They were good, dude.
Yeah, man.
Never got to see all of them together. I don't think anyone did. I think it was very few people that got to see all of them together.
Right.
RZA's Liquid Swords. Was it Liquid Swords? GZA. GZA's Liquid Swords.
That's a good album, man. That's probably the best.
I think that's the only one that no one knows about, and they should.
Yeah.
Because, Method was so huge, man.
Yeah.
Method was so huge that you didn't know about. But GZA's Liquid Swords. I don't know why I said
that. It holds up. No, it's all good. It holds up so good. Yeah, that whole first generation of albums that they did, that everybody's first album, because they were just so hungry,
They were hungry. You could hear it.
You could hear it, man. You could hear it.
That was a good. Do you ever listen to Meth?
I never got into any of the Wu-Tang Clan.
They were good. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just never.
You never got into it?
No.
I went backwards. I was a fan of martial arts movies first, and then I was like, oh, this is cool. You know what I mean? So I came in the other way.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. I loved them, man. Yeah. They were fun, man. Can you just play a little sample?
Well, yeah, what do you want?
Play
Mystery of Chess Boxing?
Sure.
Elle's got everybody on it.
Wait, I got everyone to listen to Wu-Tang. Old Wu-Tang.
Old Wu-Tang.
You know, Amy was into Wu-Tang.
Really?
That was her thing, man.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that's why we're together, because I was into Wu-Tang, too. It's crazy, because that's back in the day when there was a lot of rappers that had sidekicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen to that.
You must think first, before you move. Tone style is immensely strong and immune.
Listen to this beat.
Any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia.
My how can't you walk in this?
Shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. Weak MCs approach with slang is dead. Them eyes are running to the wall and bang your head. I push a force.
How can you not walk into something like this? You can walk into anything with this.
I set the microphone on fire.
With like an attitude.
Carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum. And the alley I'm from is coming through with enough niggas, enough guns.
You can walk into church and have a good time. Every Sunday, right before you sit down, just walk down the middle of the pews,
right.
Cross your heart, sit down. You're good.
What the drunk driver driving, there's no surviving. Rough like Timberland, where? Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks. All the
how does it not sound like all of them can kill you tomorrow? I don't even know what they look like.
And crack jokes as they're doing it.
Yeah. You didn't. What was your style back then? What style of rap did you get into, Chris?
I didn't really.
You didn't like East Coast?
Or really.
You didn't like rap?
I listened to like growing up, it was like Mo Money, Mo Problems. It was like the poppy
stuff.
Yeah.
But that was always good.
Because I was young. Like when I would listen to that, like I'd be in the back of my aunt's car who was like a lot older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had like all the stuffed animals in the back, you know, and like the Hello Kitty seat covers and stuff. Like it was just like, and I was just in the back seat of her car and she would just blast that. And that's what I got when I heard that.
Oh my god, that cool aunt, man.
That's a cool aunt.
Had a cool aunt. She
that's
was like,
a cool
just,
aunt.
Yeah, she was just getting out of high school or something.
Yeah, she's cool.
Driving me around. I was just a little
kid.
Yeah,
she was a cool aunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Smoking weed, gambling with your brother Marvin. play Rockwaller. Watch Chase do every lyric. Watch this. This is one of the hardest.
I can't wait.
This song goes so hard. This is Meth and Red.
It's hyping you up.
It's the best song.
Have you ever heard this song?
I might have. I don't. As I said,
oh,
I don't,
you'll recognize
it.
This song.
Two
right
minutes
here,
of the best.
This
song.
Is the. This is. Man, they'll never make a song like this ever again.
Method Man, Red Man.
Play this. If you guys are in your cubicles or at your office driving, start blaring it right now because this will get you hyped for the rest of the day. It's one of my favorite songs right here. Meth and Red. Oh, man. Walk into a room with this. Walk into your meeting with this. You tired of the shit, boss? Tell them how you feel right here. Get it, Chase. Turn it up. Go.
Here's the thing. I might not know all the words.
Yeah, you do. Go, Chase. Go.
Okay, I'll try.
Boss, I have something to say to you.
Microphone checker, supreme net protector. Reverend already fucked up. Reverend Rector.
Better want him, kid, Mr. Mester. Paul and Pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure. Too hot for TV for Sheezy. Too many wanna be hard for Yeezy. It's all in together going on.
And together.
It don't take much to please me. Still, homes are never satisfied like the stones. We joking, don't write and see them selling crossbones. Protecting what I'm writing. Don't clash with the Titan who blasts with a license.
Woo! Take
a crap recitings. Come on, in the zone with your from the group home. Your lifestyle, put your lights out. Get this to crackin', got you feeling with your p***s out. Time for some action. Surfing the avenue, mad at you. Wherever I used to battle crew, back when that's when that
had that attitude.
Cover me, I'm going in. Walls closing in, got us busting off these. Money got issues again. Same song, armed with the mega bomb. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Go Red.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Yeah, that was it. That was the song. That was the song.
What happened? Why did it go like that?
I don't know. That was a different. I don't know. It went to a different thing. But you know what? I've always been like, I don't know what it's called that I have mentally, but I only know sound effects on songs. I'm not a word guy.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know the wacky sound effects that come in.
Yeah. Chase got all the sound effects.
Yeah, he did.
Perfect.
He said, he went like this. He goes, listen to this. And it was the sword cutting something. I thought he was going to rap. I always thought you knew the words of that.
Joe goes, Chase can know every word. Here we go. Play it. And then the whole rap just goes, Chase doesn't say any word, but the sword goes, sing, He gets that.
I should have said Chase knows every sound effect. Go. Yeah. Swing. Wada. Sling.
That's one of my favorite rappers. Always loved like listening to Ludacris, but the clean version where they put the sound effects instead of the those are the radio. Rudy Ludacris is the best radio rapper as far as cussing goes
of all time.
Oh my god, move, meow, get out the way, get off the way, woof, get out the way, move, meow, get off the way.
That's so classic, dude. We were listening to Jay-Z's. Unplugged. With the Roots.
Best album.
And what I loved about Jay-Z, because we were just talking about this, but like he made that for radio play. And bro, he edits everything himself. The whole entire song, he replaced every bad word and made it the clean version as if it was written that way. Yeah. It was so good, man.
Yeah. Every That's now and then he would slip up, but that makes it pure. Like, he didn't care. Like, oh, whatever. He just kept going with the song.
Did he mess up?
I think maybe a couple of times, but it's not that nobody cared. It was such a good album. Nobody cared. Nobody it was live. Noticed. Nobody noticed. The FCC was having such a good time enjoying the thing. They didn't. It was the MTV Unplugged, right?
Yeah. With the Roots.
Oh, my God.
Jay-Z killed it.
Mm-hmm. Just live radio edit.
Bro, he's so good. He's one of my favorites. And I used to hate on him after Biggie passed. I was like, man. Are you calling Jay-Z King of New York? No, I refuse. And then he came with it. I'm telling you, if you guys ever want to watch a cool documentary, watch the Black Album documentary.
You mean a documentary off of the album?
It's called Fade to Black because that was his retirement album. That's when he quit rap.
Oh, wow.
And it was his last album. You know what I mean? And, dude, he killed it. He kills it, man. There's a scene where he walks into Timbaland's studio. And he's just like, give me a beat. Give me a beat. And Tim's like, all right, let me give you a beat. And he's just behind his keyboard. And he's typing in and playing like just all these beats that he created, man. And then all of a sudden that one beat comes on and Jay-Z just looks at him. And it's Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
Wow.
And he just looks at him when that beat hits. And Timberland's like, I got that fire. I'm the best I ever was. They're like, I'm the best I ever was. I'm the best in the game. And Jay-Z's like, yes. And he goes right in the booth and knocks that song out in like less than 10 minutes. And it's one of his biggest hits.
Wow.
It's crazy to see. Like, I don't think people understand how incredible Jay-Z is. Like, the guy admits to just not writing anything down and writing a hit. It's not easy to write a hit.
Yeah, he just
You can rap
in.
All day, but can you write a hit?
And you can tell he's feeling stuff when he's saying it.
He's feeling it, man.
He's feeling it. You got it. There's a difference between people that just go in and can sing or sing a song, but when they're actually having emotion that they're feeling, and you can hear that in their voice.
When they mean what they're saying.
Yeah, when they mean what they're saying.
Bro, when you go in there and but here's the thing. You can rap all day. You can write 19 fucking raps. Can you write a hit? That's the genius of Jay-Z. He writes hits. It's like, it's not easy to, like, I don't know. People always say, like, it's just easy. Like, oh, that's easy. It's just writing raps. No, it's not, man. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, all it is a beat. Like, all these guys are getting famous for their beats. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's mustard on the beat. It's blah, blah, blah. It's the beat. That's the only reason why it's number one, because the beat. No, it's not. You can have the best beat in the world. You got to write something on top of it.
And we need to hear that feeling.
You got
to
hear that feeling.
Something. We got to hear something going on, right?
Because I'll tell you what, man. You give Drake any beat, he will kill it. I'm sorry. Drake is just that guy right now for me.
Yeah.
He feels it, man. That's my style. I don't know. Look, there's a lot of people that'll be mad at me right now, but... I'm sorry, man. That dude feels it. He can write a song, man. It's not easy.
Yeah.
That is pure talent given from God. It's like the guy, I don't know, man. Jay-Z is the same way with me. It's just incredible to see those guys that have been blessed. Mm-hmm. I can just walk in and do it, man. He was on David Letterman. If you guys are watching, if you have Netflix, David Letterman interviewed Jay-Z, and he said that. He goes, there's times where it take me months and I'm still not satisfied with the song, and then there's times where I'll just walk out in 3 minutes and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
3 minutes? 3 minutes? That's amazing, bro.
Wow.
You gotta watch his process, man. That Fade to Black is amazing. It's just him and his boy sitting in the studio, and these beats are just sent to him, and he's just he goes over every beat, and if he doesn't like, he moves.
So you see him passing on stuff.
Passing on.
Like, he'll try it. He's like, eh.
No. He'll make a decision like that. Seconds. Nope.
Yeah, he just knows.
Nope. And then, well, leave it right there. And then he starts dropping lyrics on top of it. Wow. Next thing you know, he's in the booth. Next thing you know, he's at Madison Square Garden. And I'm like, what? It's incredible.
I am downloading that.
Yeah, it's really
right
good.
Yeah.
I love watching people like that. It's inspirational.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think that these guys just, you know, that's rap. Yeah, he just wrote it and he went in. It's the beat. He bought a beat for $1 million because that's how much they sell these beats now. And then they get hits. That's all. You just need money. No, it's not, man.
Yeah.
These guys live and breathe inside the studio. That's why if you ever hate on somebody's success, man, look and find out what they do first before you hate on it.
For sure.
Because there's a reason why they're there and you're not, man.
And even if you don't like something, get an appreciation for it. Even if you don't like rap, watch that documentary.
Watch
if you don't like sushi, watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yes!
Just get an appreciation.
Yes! Appreciate their work before you pass judgment on somebody.
Right.
Look at their process at life, what they do as a person, man. There's a reason for their success.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't just some door that's open that says, hey, take all this money here, please. No, man. You got to get there, bro. Look at Jay-Z's struggle, man. They show you. They show you his struggle when they show where he lived. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, I don't know. I do that with anything. You can do that with anything. Just I'm not saying become a rapper. Just look at the struggle it takes.
Yeah.
When you have a goal and you have a dream, it's possible to reach. But you got to take that journey right there. Whatever Jay did, that's what you need to do. Whatever goal that you have planned in life, follow that. Because whatever he did is the right move.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire for a reason, man.
Yep.
He's a billionaire. Not a millionaire, a billionaire.
Look at what other masters of their craft are doing and apply it to your craft.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can hate LeBron James all day, but guess who's there at the basketball court 2 hours before his team? LeBron. You can hate him. You can hate Kobe. I used to hate on Kobe till I watched that documentary.
They made a documentary Muse? About him too?
Muse?
The Muse? Muse, yeah.
Bro.
It's called The Muse?
No, it's called Muse.
Muse.
Yeah.
Bro.
On Showtime.
Bro, watch it. Watch it. You can't hate somebody for that. That's his life, bro. This is me. I was born with a basketball. And this is what I do. And I knew what I had to do. And this is what I do. Oh, by the way, I'm a champion.
Yeah.
I'm not a basketball player. I'm a champion. I am better than everybody that steps foot on that court. And let me show you why.
Yeah.
Let me show you why I walked to the free throw line with a snapped Achilles tendon and my calf rolled up into a baseball. And I still walked to the line, shot two shots, and walked myself off the court. And then a year later, I retire because I'm that good. Because I die on the court. That's deep.
Yep.
And they got the footage, bro. You see this 36-year-old man holding the back of his ankle and stands up and walks to the free throw line. Bro, you know how many people – you know that's the worst injury that you could possibly have? Like, that's one of the most – that is like the worst.
It doesn't hurt that he can walk on that.
Bro, he walked on it.
Man.
You should be carried off the court, man. His calf – they show it. His calf is just – Like one of those curtains that just go.
Yeah,
that's what happened to him.
Man,
walks up.
That's like the
takes two free throws, licking his lips, biting his bottom lip. They don't even need to win this game. It's done. It's done. You're done. The Lakers are done.
Right.
The game's over, bro. You don't need to shoot those. I'm Kobe motherfucking Bryant. This is what I do. I die doing this.
And if you don't like basketball, that's like the ending to a badass Western right there.
Bro.
Right?
Yeah.
Where
telling
the guy
you.
Rides off. He's like,
telling you. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He came back, but that was just for his farewell.
Yeah.
The minute he snapped his Achilles, he knew he was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's done. He knew it. I'm old now. I can't. I'm not Kobe anymore. I'm an old man playing this game, and I can't compete. No matter how hard I stretch these muscles and pay for the top muscle guys. Remember he had that
he
top?
He went to like Europe to get the blood spinning.
Yeah, he went. He's like, I can't. God has told me my time is done.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to be a champion.
He is. He, bro, and if you don't like Kobe, that's fine. But appreciate the man's work. Yeah. His hustle, his grind, his passion. If you're passionate about something, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I believe me. You remember playing a video game when you were a kid and you watch Mortal Kombat and you see these little fucking action figures doing tornadoes on their hands and kicking people and looking at it as a kid going, that's impossible. That's impossible. There's no way that can happen. That is a cartoon I'm watching and that is computer graphics. But there was one kid that saw and went, how do you do that again? Slow that down. Yeah. Maybe try it. Fast forward to now. Look at these B-boys now doing all those moves you saw on Mortal Kombat. So all the kids that said, no, that's impossible, there were a couple kids that went, I think I can do that. I'm not even making this shit up right now.
Yep.
If you don't believe me, go to Freestyle Session. Download it. Watch these kids dance. They're doing shit that Olympians can't even do. You know why? Because in their mind, they said, I can do it. They make the hardest shit look so easy. Yeah. So easy that people that are in the cypher, the circle that's around them, they don't even applaud because it's like shaking hands to them now. It's that easy. But you want to know what they're doing? They're doing a handstand on one hand and spinning on it. And then they start jumping from hand to hand. I can't even explain it. It's called an air flare. It's the Thomas flare. I told you about the Thomas flare.
Yeah, you told me about that, yeah.
Damn. But it's upside down. They literally look like they're flying. Yeah,
it's a video game.
It's literally a video game. Mm-hmm. And then to land on one hand. I
understand what you're saying because
I digress.
I've been following skateboarding my whole life.
That's another one. And, that is another one.
Growing up, skateboarding was at one level. And then now it's at the levels that is just
You can't even explain it. But you know why you can't explain it? Because it's humanly impossible.
It's unheard of.
It's humanly impossible explain what those kids are doing.
But you know what? But I think maybe those kids are doing it after the video game came out, and then they're like, oh, do that? And then
look at that's a flare.
Thomas,
that's a flare.
Regular flare.
Now here comes – okay, you just typed in Thomas Flare. Type in B-boy Bruce Lee. Type in Bruce Lee. If you guys are in your cubicles, type in B-Boy Bruce Lee, B-Boy Moy from Havoc Coral. There's Bruce Lee. What's he doing here? Is these 90s?
This is last year?
I don't know, but watch this. You're going to love this. This cat is... This is literally a video game. This is a video game right here. If you're in your office, type in B-Boy Bruce Lee. Watch this.
Oh.
That is Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
That's not even human right there. That's nothing, by the way. He's about to do something crazy.
This is crazy.
No, watch. No, you'll see.
Oh, what is that?
They're not even real moves, man.
That is...
It looks like he's flying. In zero gravity.
Yeah, it is zero gravity. I really don't like this video that we're playing. I just want to see him do a whole routine because it's crazy.
Damn.
But anyways, I digress. What I'm saying is whatever you believe in, whatever you dream, it'll happen, man. You got to show. There's a reason why those guys are doing what they're doing because in their head they said, I can fucking do it. Kobe Bryant said, I'm going to win 5 championships. Mm. And he did.
Don't tell yourself it's impossible before you even try.
Before even trying? Are you kidding me?
No, the thing is, like, people don't know what it's like. You got to devote 100% of your being to whatever you're
trying to
do.
Look at this. Watch this. Look at Chase. Look at this. You remember watching that on Mortal Kombat?
He's still on his hands.
Look at it.
Wow.
He's still on his hands.
That, you remember that on Mortal Kombat?
He's more balanced on his hands than I do on my feet.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Forget about it, you guys. Anyways, you know what I'm saying. We're all champions. At whatever you want to do, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Be the best at it. Work 100. Be the Kobe Bryant. Be the Michael Jordan. Be the Serena Williams.
Keep your squad
tight. Be the Michael Jackson. You know what Michael Jackson said? I practice in front of a mirror dancing 8 hours a day. That's exactly what he said. 8 hours.
Yeah. It doesn't come easy.
It doesn't come easy. I told Chase that. When you watch Michael Jackson dance in front of 25 to 30 people, 30 dancers behind him, you can tell who did the most hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Michael Jackson.
You think, it comes so natural, that guy. No.
No, man.
He makes it look that way because he does it all day.
He does it in his house all day long.
He can't stop dancing.
He made it natural.
Anyways, like I said, you guys, you can do it. Whatever it is that you want, just do it, man. You want to be a comic? Go! Quit saying, it's too hard. I'm scared. Blah, blah, blah. Man, who gives a fuck? Yeah. Do it. You're going to hate yourself. You're going to be 70 years old going, man, I never did it. That hurts more, man. That crushes your soul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it crushes your soul. Go do it. I don't care where you live, man. You're in Ohio. You're in Wichita, Texas. Wichita, Kansas. You're in Corpus Christi. I don't care where you're at. You will find a place to pursue any dream that you want to do. And that means that's anything: singing, dancing,
getting roots, painting in Vegas for no reason.
Yeah, Chris, I love you, man.
Love you guys.
Chase, keep killing the game, bro.
Love you, bro. Thank you,
Kaylin.
Love you, Joe.
Love you, man. Hey, I love you guys. It's the Koi Pond. Let's go! Then I say, yeah. I can fly you out to Paris. Yeah. Okay. Buy you some carrots. Yeah. Tell me, baby, is that cool with you? Yeah. Ooh, and she said, yeah. Saw you on Instagram. Can't help but know that you moved to Cali and I'm going for the weekend.